Chevy versus Ford. One could say that Chevy versus Ford rivalries are one of the longest in history. Even though Ford has one of the longest production lines and are still going to this day, it did not take Chevy long to catch up with them in production. November 3rd, 1911 was the start date for Chevy Motor Company. And by 1929, they were the best-selling cars in the United States. Overtaking the Ford Model T from the beginning, their designs have always been first class. The Chevy logo, the gold bow tie, represents luxury and class. Chevy had a great influence on the American automotive market during the 1950s and 1960s. In 1953, it produced the Corvette, a two-seater sports car with a fiberglass body. In 1957, Chevy introduced its first fuel-injected engine, the Roadster ramjet option on Corvette and passenger cars. Price listed at $484. In 1960, it introduced the Corvair with a rear-mounted air-cooled engine in 1963. One out of every 10 cars was sold in the United States was a Chevrolet. The Chevrolet small block V8 design has remained its continuous production since the debate in 1955, longer than any other mass production engine in the world. Although current versions share few interchangeable parts with the original. The capacity of the 2018 Ford is equipped with the most potent engine, the 3.5-liter EcoBoost. The 2018 F-150 can tow up to 13,200 pounds and also has a payload capacity of 3,230 pounds. With the base engine, the 3.3-liter V6, the Ford F-150 can tow up to 7,700 pounds and has a payload capacity of 1,990 pounds. And the Chevrolet 2018 Silverado can tow up to 12,500 pounds with its most potent engine, which is 6.2-liter V8. Equipped with this engine, the Silverado has a payload capacity of up to 2,250 pounds. With the entry-level 4.3-liter V6, the Silverado can tow 7,600 pounds and has a payload capacity of 2,108 pounds. The motor horsepower that is a certain type of torque that has a towing capacity that lets your truck tow so much weight it has the power to tow. Special features: the 2018 F-150 offers an optional 8-inch touchscreen with Ford's Sync 3.0 infotainment system, which is regarded as being highly intuitive. It offers Android Auto and Apple CarPlay compatibility, along with 4G LTE Wi-Fi connectivity. The F-150 is also available with panoramic moonroof, and new for 2018 is available 10-speaker Bang Olufsen sound system. The Silverado even work trucks come standard with the 7-inch infotainment screen, offering Chevy's excellent MyLink infotainment system, noted for having a slightly faster response time than Ford's system during testing. As with the F-150, the Silverado comes complete with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay. But again, this is standard in even base model Silverados, which isn't the case with the F-150. A rear seat entertainment system is optional in the Silverado, but a panoramic roof is not a thing you could add on to the Chevy truck. Which truck is truly better, Chevy or Ford? To be honest, the answer to the question is going to be vary from person to person. Why? Because everyone has a different priorities and needs when it comes to their vehicle of choice. So how do those people who stand on the driving line between Ford and Chevy make a sound decision? By breaking down the key features and figuring out which things are the most important to them. It has been argued that Ford is better than Chevy because both Ford and Chevy are well known of two types of vehicles, pickup trucks and muscle cars. And one way to settle the score between Ford and Chevy is to simply look at which of the two are being bought more often by customers. Among pickups, the number of Ford F-150s sold in 2015 trumped that of the Chevy Silverado. And in muscle car segment of the two manufacturers, the Ford Mustang has beaten out Chevy Camaro in total sales in 31 of the 41 years they had competed against each other through 2014. The facts suggested that whether it be a pickup truck or a muscle car, consumers choose Ford more often than Chevy. However, this is the 2018 Ford F-150 offers customers V6 engines with the turbo diesel V6 expected later this year. However, none of the current offerings provide quite as much horsepower as you get with the 6.2 liter V8 Silverado 1500. Although some come close, the F-150's 5.0 liter V8, for example, makes 395 horsepower and 400 pound-feet of torque. With the turbocharged 3.5 liter V6 engine, you enjoy 375 horses and 470 pound-feet of torque. With the 2018 model, the F-150 has evaluated their towing max to 13,200 and 700 pounds more than the Chevy, but the hefty number is based on the workman like Biggs XL, a model that buyers may find restrictive in terms of features and options. The Chevy Duramax is based on the middle trim, a truck that will offer far more in potential buyers. Chevy is better than Ford because of the quality and luxurious interior. Chevy is way better than Ford because their quality and design of how they make their trucks. There is new and improved engineers that have better thinking and time to design to find out what and how they produce a very nice and luxurious car or truck, so they can have very great ideas for the next cars and trucks in future new body construction. There's a platform motor. Is so great in quality and their design is very good. Go buy a Chevy. Did you redo the training or anything?